I comforted him as well as I could. In such cases, men do not need much expression. A grip of the hand, a tightening of an arm over the shoulder, a sob in unison, are expressions of sympathy dear to a man's heart. I stood still and silent till his sobs died away. And then I said softly to him, "Come and look at her." Together we moved over to the bed, and I lifted the lawn from her face. God, how beautiful she was! Every hour seemed to be enhancing her loveliness. It frightened and amazed me somewhat. And as for Arthur, he fell a-trembling, and finally was shaken with doubt as with an egg. At last, after a long pause, he said to me in a faint whisper, "Jack, is she really dead?" I assured him sadly that it was so, and went on to suggest, for I felt that such a horrible doubt should not have life for a moment longer than I could help, that it often happened that after death faces became softened, and even resolved into their youthful beauty, that this was especially so when death had been preceded by an acute or prolonged suffering. It seemed to quite do away with any doubt, and after kneeling beside the couch for a while, and looking at her lovingly and long, he turned aside. I told him that that must be good-bye, as the coffin had to be prepared. So he went back and took her dead hand in his and kissed it, and bent over and kissed her forehead. He came away fondly looking back over his shoulder at her as he came. I left him in the drawing-room and told Van Helsing that he had said good-bye. So the latter went to the kitchen to tell the undertaker's men to proceed with the preparations and to screw up the coffin. When he came out of the room again, I told him of Arthur's question, and he replied, "I am not surprised. Just now I doubted for a moment myself." We all dined together, and I could see that poor Art was trying to make the best of things. Van Helsing had been silent all dinner-time, but when we'd lit our cigars, he said, "Lord—" But Arthur interrupted him. "No, no, not that, for God's sake. Not yet, at any rate. Forgive me, sir. I didn't mean to speak offensively. It's only because my loss is so recent." The professor answered very sweetly, "I only used that name because I was in doubt. I must not call you Mister, and I have grown to love you, yes, my dear boy, to love you, as Arthur."